When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Classy music when we start off, and then here I go with wakey wakey eggs and bakey. Put down that cereal, turn off the TV, and turn up that old Victrola radio. It's time for some talking smack. That's right, I'm your host DPP here. I'm here with the winners, you boys, Drew and Adam. It's another Saturday morning, and it's time to talk some smack.
And that's, we're doing it. We're here. We're ready.
That's right. That's right. And this Saturday, it's SMAC, Saturday morning, Avengers characters. Because we're talking.
You did it. Good job.
That's right. It was hard. I had to think about that one for a while, too. I'm like, how the hell am I going to pull AC into this? Well, we got to talk a slightly older show. I know we've briefed this on a couple other shows on Chair Shot, but Drew just finished WandaVision, and yep, we got to talk a little WandaVision before we at least get into Falcon and Winter Soldier, because that's next, Drew. You got to start watching those. There's only six.
All right.
About 45, 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. But there's six.
WandaVision surprised me with nine. I had gotten through six. I was like, man, this is not finishing like the way I expected to. And then I was like, oh, there's three more episodes.
Yeah. Got it. It's because they're only half hours. They fly by.
They're quicker. They do fly by.
Are they all half hour? I feel like some of them were longer. Like the end ones were longer.
Some were a little bit longer. Some were a little bit less. But they're generally in that roughly 25 to 35-ish maybe minute range, depending on which episode, but shorter when compared to Falcon and Winter Soldier, which pushes an hour a couple times.
Yeah, especially if you want to, when they start to screw with you in the post-credits scenes, because at the beginning, they didn't do anything in the post-credits scenes, and the post-credits for Falcon and Winter Soldier are like 10 minutes long.
Well, and in the beginning of WandaVision, they didn't do any post-credits. And then, like, the last, what, three episodes? Yeah. All of a sudden, they're throwing those in there?
Yep.
Like, bastards. They taught me to skip the credits with the first couple episodes. And then all of a sudden, they're throwing stuff at me that I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, it's in the post-credits.
Yep.
To go back and watch. Reason,
and it's them. It's Marvel. It's the reason everyone does that now, where you sit through and after credits, because you never know. There could be something, and you either get nothing, like that one where Captain America says, like, it's a joke where it's like, patience doesn't always pay off. I think it's the end of Spider-Man or something. And then, or you get the other extreme of, like, Guardians of the Galaxy that had, like, six of them. Like, it's all over the place.
And they all set up.
Well, like, and what things. Was it Endgame didn't have anything?
Endgame didn't have anything.
I don't think.
Because I saw that in the theaters. I remember sitting there waiting.
That was it. Because it was the end.
Makes sense. There was nothing.
Because it was the end of that end. That story. Over. That Avengers story is
never
over.
Never watching again.
Never again.
Deadpool should have come on and done something.
That would have been great. Deadpool just walks by. What the fuck? Show's
the
over.
The timing
man.
Was there. The timing was there because they just bought Fox. They could have done it.
Mm-hmm. So you liked
off the rails.
You liked WandaVision.
I did. I liked it. I think, but I think I had, because I was late to the game, I had known there was like some sort of twist or something. I did a pretty good job not doing any spoilers or anything, but I had known that, you know, it starts off in this black and white stuff and then slowly you're going to learn more about it. Like, obviously, if you watch the first episode with the last, you know, 2 seconds where you can see that they're being watched on the TV, like, you know, there's a bigger universe than it's literally not just this sitcom every time. But, you know, then after 3 episodes and it's all sitcoms, I could see it getting a little weird. But I think I knew that more was coming and I was just really interested to see what was happening. So, and I kind of liked the twists. You know, I don't know if we're going to get into spoilers or not here, but I really liked what they had done.
It's been plenty of time. We've talked about it on other shows on Chairshot. If you haven't listened to any of those, then you can, then too late. And you're warned right now that spoilers are happening.
Like, I think the Agatha Harkness, the Agnes twist, that took me by completely surprise. Like, I think the only time I all of a sudden was kind of like, man, maybe she's not who she says she is when she was sitting in the car, like trying to drive out of town and Vision went and talked to her and like, he like broke her out of character type of thing. Like that laugh just sounded so like witch, like a witchy laugh that I was like, man, that almost feels like that has to be like they were supposed to do that. And it turns out, obviously it was so,
yeah.
But I think that was a really cool twist.
Yeah, I know we'll get Adam's thoughts because I know he didn't really like it, but I did. I liked it. I kind of liked it for what it was. It was hard. The first couple episodes were tough because it was a slow burn. You know, it was very much a slow burn, which,
yeah,
you know, was tough. If you like, you definitely need to know the story of what's happening prior to this. If you're going in cold and don't know I haven't watched the movies or anything. You're going to be, I don't know if you would like it at all, but most people who are watching this know the movies and have seen all the stuff that's been going on. And I liked it in a sense of, I know, like, because I know what they're doing here, like they're in the transition period, you know, and Adam's sleeping.
But yeah.
Yep. I had to get him. Sorry.
He's not even interested.
Sorry.
I was pulling Drew. No, I got my.
No, no. You're fine. I'm still going. No, you shut up.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Wake me up when I'm back in. Wake me up when
He's
I'm in.
He's got more Saturday to say.
Morning. I got more. Just lean back. Put your Reeboks up and we'll talk later.
my new balance.
But, you know, I know, you know, with Endgame, you know, the whole story of Thanos, that was one story of the Avengers. They are transitioning into a new group of Avengers. They are building the new characters, the new people that are going to be in this. You saw, obviously, you know, some of these because they were there in the initial Avengers, but they weren't the leaders. They weren't the focal point characters or anything like that. And now they're trying to bring their stories and their whole information of who they are to light. So I enjoyed that. I knew, obviously, at the end of this, they were really good. They never announced her as the Scarlet Witch, you know, Wanda, until the end. Like, they never mentioned her in other of the movies or anything like that she was a Scarlet Witch, which was kind of cool that now she's understanding her true power and knows everything that she can be. So I like this in the sense that they're creating the new characters. They're building them in these shows. So then when the movies start coming out, like, you're invested in the characters as well, because that's always my big gripe about DC is they never can invest. They don't invest the time to tell you about the character. They just drop them in and it's like, well, what the fuck? Why do I give a shit? So
yep.
I like this, that it's character building. It was a little rough at the beginning because it was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what are they doing? And it's like slow. And if you didn't binge watch it, I can't imagine trying to watch one of these a week because I would have lost my shit. So
no way.
That would have been my biggest gripe, I think, is if I had to watch this once a week, I'd have been like, this is brutal. But yeah. I really liked it for what they did and building of Scarlet Witch. You know, White Vision now is going to be out there. The other Captain Marvel, basically, they brought in kind of a, you know, building the Captain Marvel universe as well. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, what's her name? Gosh.
It's what her friend's daughter that now I can't look completely out of my head.
So, like, that stuff, you know, and knowing that, okay, the next
Lieutenant Trouble
is going to be in there. Who is it? Lieutenant Trouble? Is that what
she... Well, that was that was what she was called in the Captain Marvel.
Shit, that's going to bother me. Here we go.
I'm on it.
Not fully looking it up here.
But it's a nice...
Like, Monica Rambeau.
I go back to sleep.
Monica Rambeau, there you go. Yeah.
That's her
Rambo. Name.
Yep. There you go. And it ties in, you know, if you, you know, you saw her, if it ties into the Captain Marvel movie, you know, with the ramp, with the whole, you know, background of her. And, you know, just that all is going to build in with Carol Danvers. The Captain Marvel story can keep going. It's all going to build together, which is cool. These little pieces that they put in and that it's, you know, it's a short, you know, bunch of episodes rather than a big movie where you can do these little builds of the care of a main character and then start piecing in these little other characters in the middle there. I think is just kind of cool. I thought they did a really good job with it. As slow as it started, I think it really built to something really pretty awesome at the end.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm waking up now. So I will start with saying that it's not like I absolutely hated it. Not even a full dislike, because when it was done, I watched it. We watched it in one day because the episodes were so quick. It was only what nine episodes. We just said right. I liked it. Nailed it. I liked it then. What made me, I think, dislike it more was then seeing Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I know it's not all written by the same person. It's all now with under Marvel's bucket. Each thing is going to be its own, you know, thing. Looking back, to me, it was like if this was going to be the first thing they did that was a TV, the TV, and it is Marvel. It's not like what Netflix's stuff was where they can, if they want, they can say it was a part of it or they don't have to now. Like, they can do what they want with that. Like, this is, you watch this because if you don't, you were going to miss out on details in some movie at some point because you didn't watch this TV show now. So, like, everything's linked together. And for me, after Endgame, after Spider-Man, you know, we should have got Black Widow. Disney Plus was coming out and it was getting you hooked on, hey, the first of the Marvel TV shows are going to come out right away. And then they don't come out for an entire year and then a little bit some extra after Disney Plus comes out when they were like the pushed things. So I don't even know if it's more the show than it is like the whole schematics of it with like, this was the first for sure part of Marvel TV show. And I kind of was like, it shouldn't have had to take me four episodes to finally get what's going on. And if I wouldn't have binge watched this, I don't even know if I would have finished it, but because we binge watched it, you know, you kind of like just fly through and watch the whole thing. Doesn't mean I absolutely hate it in any way. I didn't have the same connection to Scarlet Witch, I would say, compared to other characters, but it's exactly as you say, with like, that's kind of the whole intent. You were focused on the main couple Avengers because you watched all their movies. Then when they all come together in those movies, you just met her realistically like four movies ago. And now we got to build the characters that are going to be continued part of this franchise, which completely makes sense to me. And her story I really enjoyed because like she did all this without knowing her full power. And Agatha kind of is the one that gets her to realize all this, who she is and what she can do, which starts linking in some of the Fox stuff, I think, now with Magneto and stuff like that. Could happen, yeah. Might not, but it could. Like, there's things they can do now with this. And the fact, like, really the intent was to get you to realize White Vision's out there. She's realized who she is. Like, they end it, you know, with her kind of doing a Doctor Strange, learning while doing one thing, but her consciousness is learning the whole book, right? Who she can become, which links her into Doctor Strange's movie, which she's supposed to be a big part in. So, like, it all ties together, which is what I love about it. I think it's just, it was weird how it got to where it got for me with, like, four episodes to finally be like, oh, this is what's happening with the show, because I was very confused why we were going through sitcoms, and now the second episode is a different year of sitcom.
I
get it. But you know why you get it, though? Because when they get to her being the little girl with her brother, and mm-hmm. what they did as a family was watch sitcoms, then yep. you get it. Like, it's a different way of storytelling. For me, it just made me feel like I had to rewatch now the first few episodes to, like, fully get everything. But that's what a TV show does, right? Like, that's right. why it's not a movie. You have a right. chance to build and do things differently. It doesn't have to be start to finish like a movie is. And so, like, I think just for me, it's because I watched Falcon Winter Soldier and I was way more connected to those characters, where I was like, this should have been the big one to release it and get all the people. Like, I wish I would have watched this first. It's not saying it was bad. I liked the character development and what they did with it. Just to me, it was just like, it wasn't like a big thing for me, but it's Marvel, so I watch it type deal. But not saying like I absolutely hate it or it's the worst thing ever. Don't waste your time on it. I absolutely recommend people watch it, because if you want to have that sense like you did with Avengers, you watch everything to be tied in. That's how the movies work and how everything goes together. And I like that they're playing on she could be the strongest Avenger, but she hasn't recognized her powers yet. In Endgame, she could have kind of destroyed things all herself when she realizes what she could do then based on pain, like losing vision. Yeah. And now the fact that she's going to learn all her powers, I think, is cool. I will say I did like Evan Peters' cameo. I think that was a big hoopla with people being like, I think that was a big thing with everybody being like, they're getting the Fox Quicksilver in here. This is how it's all coming together. Yep, and it's like a fuck you kind of moment, like a typical big, Marvel doing
big red
like
herring. Nope.
Oh, that I loved awesome. It. Agatha was great. I love that. I knew that was coming because I knew in general who I thought her character was going to be, exactly who it was. And so, like, I saw it coming. I didn't know when it would happen. That has created my favorite meme with her. There's, like, the meme going around with her with it's Agatha all along and, like, this face she makes. That's, like, a new meme going around Reddit. You guys, I'll have to send you guys one so you know what I'm talking about. Her song, like, yeah. And I was a big fan. I was a big fan of her, her like, song for that episode. So, like, her I enjoyed. It was good. I'm not saying it was like awful by any means. I think I just didn't like it because of what Falcon and Winter Soldier is, because I think that is truly amazing what I watched. And I really enjoyed that. We're like, that's all I want now. Like, I just want to keep watching it. It's so good. So like that, if that's anything for you, Drew, to get started on that, like, I just thought that was amazing. And that's why I think I backtrack and I'm like, well, WandaVision was just meh. And like thinking back after seeing that, but it's not that it was that bad.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I think obviously I'm going to go on to the next one as well, right? So, but I think if I can recommend something, so I'm not sure if you guys are into, like, obviously you're into the Marvel movies, but just movies in general. If I can recommend a YouTube channel to you, it's called Cinema Wins. Have either of you guys heard about this?
So probably not.
So basically it's one guy. He does videos on all of these major movies, and he ended up doing a video on three episode blocks of WandaVision as well. So he did episode 1 through 3, 4 through 6, and then 7 through 9 isn't actually out yet. But what they do is he reviews movies, but he really focuses on the like positive aspects. And what I really like is like he gives extra details that I think you don't pick up the first time you're watching around. Like he actually talks about like the things that you're missing when you're seeing, when you watch these shows. Like he had brought up the whole thing, the fact that going through all these sitcoms was actually Wanda going through the whatever stages of grief. And like when you actually look at the episodes, you're like, oh yeah, she's like in denial there, and then she's angry there, and then she's, you know, bargaining there. Like, so you can like actually see it. So I would recommend just checking out that the videos, at least on these ones. But he's done all of the Marvel movies as well. And for me, it's always like the first thing I do after I watch a new movie, I go to see if these guys have done a review on it, because I like catching there's an equal and opposite Cinema Sins one, which focuses more on the negative aspects of the movies, which is also fun. And sometimes, but so check those guys out. I think it's a lot of fun to kind of get the bit more detail of these things after you watch it, so you can kind of enjoy it again just by watching these videos.
That's awesome.
That's a great idea. And how things link together, like details of like a Marvel specific universe things you might not have picked up on. That's pretty cool.
Cause I've do that with IMDb too. IMDb, you'll have some trivia or stuff you may have missed kind of stuff. And I'll always go kind of read that after a movie or something. Just kind of like, you know, what did I miss? What did I miss that was tied in?
It makes your second viewing or potential many viewings even different too. Cause then you pick up on things knowing what's going to happen too. So like you don't necessarily have to go immediately rewatch something, but I wish that they would have done is really highlight where this was in the story after Endgame, which is something that I didn't pick up on in any of these shows or Spider-Man since Endgame. And I think that's a big key, is that this apparently was 2 weeks after Endgame is when this happens. And I didn't pick up on that watching the show. I might have missed that detail, but like Spider-Man happens at a different point. Falcon Winter Soldier happens at a different point in time after Endgame. And I think what's going to be cool now is seeing how all these shows and movies happen at different points, and then how we're going to get to a point where a group comes together again, essentially, for some reason, and how everyone's story was all over the place, and then all of a sudden, here they are again, all together, just like the first Avengers, which is why it's such a cool, literally, universe they've put together with storytelling to get people to enjoy comic books, right? Like, that's so cool how they've done this. And my one comment I will end on is, after rewatching all the Avengers again, finally, and kind of backtracking because of these shows coming out, man, did they make Vision a bitch. Like, he was OG for a bit there. He could kill people easily, like Ultron, disintegrate, no problem. Now he falls in love and he's just a bitch, you know? He wants to be a human, not a AI droid. Or whatever, but White Vision, that'll be better. There you go. There's my rant. There's my rant for our talk back. Vision's a bitch.
Well, all right then. They do mention, they talk about a little bit about where it falls in the timeline, because it was basically the Wanda whole thing was right after the snap, you know, because she realizes that Vision's gone and is like, fuck, and then goes and takes off. So it's shortly after. Everything's really shortly after Endgame. So
And you can see with Monica Rambeau, like, she gets unblinked, right? And
it's like, what the fuck?
You can see the repercussions of, you know, like it's interesting to, you know, because they started touching on that in the new Spider-Man, what was it, whatever one was, where that was taking place after the blink, right? And then now with this one, you can imagine how crazy it would be when all of a sudden half the people in the world all of a sudden come back into existence. It's like it's almost even more crazy than when they all disappeared. Like, now when they all come back, right? It's kind of cool to
chaos.
I will say, if that's a theme you like, just wait for Falcon Winter Soldier. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy that one. Awesome.
We'll really play I agree with you 100% that isn't a storytelling device they have now that they can use for a while in a lot of these movies. And that's why I get even more excited for like a Doctor Strange, where it's the multiverse of madness or something. I can only imagine what that movie is going to be. It's going to be all over the place. I love me some Benedict Cumberbatch. He was supposed to be in WandaVision for the final episode. He is one of the busiest men in Hollywood, He doesn't have time for anything. I don't know how he has a normal life, but it just didn't time out. I read he was going, he was supposed to be in it until they just couldn't make it work. And so they finished this episode out how they did, but that would have been cool to tie him in. Mm-hmm. And then I would have been, oh shit, now it's real. Cause I just love seeing him on screen. Him and so. Iron Man banter in Endgame. Nothing beats him and his Iron Man banter. That's like the best part of the movie for me. Or not in there in, fucking what's the other one?
Infinity War.
Why couldn't I think of that? I was gonna call it Infinity Gauntlet. Like that's the name of the fucking movie.
That's the name of the books, though. Pretty close enough.
You're embarrassing me in front of the wizards. Okay.
That's right.
You gotta love it. All right. Well, if you have,
I still think my favorite character is Smart Hulk. Just gonna throw that out there.
Smart Hulk.
Smart Hulk's good. I'm really glad they didn't spoil that. They hid that as best as they could so people didn't know that was going to happen. Cutting them out of like the trailers and stuff. Like that was great. That was a good twist. The Fat Thor, I loved it. I did not see any of that happening the way it did. And it was great. I loved it.
So anyway, I'm done.
See, we can't just do this. I could talk Marvel all day.
That's right.
All day.
Well, we could talk about it every Saturday. And anytime Drew catches up with Falcon and Winter Soldier, because it's awesome, and I'm sure he will.
I'll work on it.
And then, you know, we can we'll find another one to talk about. If there's another one, I know I mentioned it before. This is not Marvel, but if you like crazy shit off the walls, what the fuck is going on type of stuff, go watch Doom Patrol on HBO Max. Doom Patrol is,
yep,
so fucking weird, but in a funny way and total. If you like Deadpool, like it's all fourth wall breaking, just none of the shit makes any sense type of stuff. It's pretty funny, pretty good stuff there. So go watch that too. In between everything else. So
right.
all right. So and definitely, you know, if you're into the Marvel whole thing, definitely don't miss these. Find a way, get yourself Disney Plus. Watch this one, Wanda. You know, Maximoff probably, like you said, what a potentially the strongest Avenger and the most tragic Avenger, I think, yep, with everything in her story history, losing parents, brother, Vision, forced into working for Hydra to get her powers, like, yep, just,
yep,
terribly tragic character that becomes, mm-hmm, this unbelievably powerful witch. So
that makes for great storytelling,
yeah,
and it makes for her to be a potential villain, we'll put it that way, in future stories, but not the villain. I think the possibilities are literally endless and could be awesome how it all ties out.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, that's our Saturday, folks. Can't end it any better than that. So finally, turn off your radio, go outside, enjoy a weekend. But when you do get back, definitely make sure you go to thechairshot.com and go listen to some more Chairshot Radio podcasts, because we have all sorts of great stuff. Drew, where can they find you on the social medias, on the Twitters?
Dad Jesterfield.
Yeah, you got it.
Think about it.
Yeah. If you didn't have it, I wrote it down to remember. So
nice.
I love it.
That Adam?
A.M. Chewy 26 on Twitter or at A Winner Is You. The letter U. A Winner Is You.
And you can find me at It's Me, DPP. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're out of here.
Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.